He's seated now and almost ready to begin. Lead me in with a count of 17, Mr. Stapleton. Then wave your baton.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Start.
I'm sure you recognised it, Rubber Bullets, reworked by Kevin Godley and Lol Cream. That's on a forthcoming LP from the lads who are sitting here. How dare you do that to a classic song? Don't you worry, though? I mean, some people feel that these songs are sacred, you know, that the versions...
Rubber Bullets, sacred? Are you crazy? It was a rather good pop song, that's all.
So it's there to be played with.
Of course, yes.
Especially when you can't write new songs.
Well, a lot of people plagiarise other people's material. At least you're doing it to yourself there.
That's the whole point.
Who did you work with to put that one together?
We worked with... the whole thing was when we'd been working with Trevor Horn, on the single, and JJ, who is part of the Art of Noise and works all these computers and synclaviers and all that sort of...
Pronounce his surname, though.
Jaslik, is it?
I don't know.
JJ Jaslik. Yeah. I mean, it was so funny. We said to ourselves when we'd finished those sessions, like, everybody, the whole system at the moment seems to be taking other people's noises and records, sampling them into these Fairlights, mm-hmm. other people's sounds, regurgitating them to make your own record. We thought we'd got 20 years of our own noises. We don't have to pinch anybody else's. And then, ding, the idea struck.
Just like that.
Let's make an album. Well, let's let JJ make an album.
Yeah. So that's what's happening. I mean, you were just telling me that some of your music is actually being assembled, even as you sit here.
As we speak. I mean, the idea behind this album, is to celebrate our 25th anniversary of working together. It's our silver jubilee.
What were you doing 25 years ago, for goodness sake?
Well, to the day, is
1960.
Difficult to assess. But, I mean, this is, although it's a very bizarre one, it is a compilation album in a sense.
Compiled and creating new things from it.
Yes, exactly.
It's trying to make new music out of old music, you know.
Recycled.
It's sacrosanct, is it? It's just noises.
The state of art of recording with this technology, as I nearly said, I think it can be a bit limiting because everybody ends up sounding the same.
Ah. Do they?
A lot of other bands do. How are you trying not to? Because all these Fairlights come out with the same sort of noises, you know, cars starting. There was a car trying to start in there, wasn't there, at one
stage?
We're
trying to sound the same.
We ended up sounding like 10cc for some reason.
Yes.
It's a frightening fact.
I mean, I agree with you. You've got to have your own personality, I suppose, for people to recognise you or for it to stay in the mind. And I suppose what we've done with this record is choose the idiosyncratic bits from all our masters. We got all our masters. Graham gave us even our demos that he had stashed away in his house. And Eric got us hold of some masters from 10cc for us and our other masters. And we chose the bits which had a bit of personality about them. We haven't just, like, taken whole songs and, like, regurgitated them. We've taken bits which have a bit of personality, and that's what counts, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. Rubber Bullets is the one we heard. What other songs, as such, do appear on the LP, or are they much more in bits?
They're sort of little pieces of all sorts of things. There's bits from Business is Business, Life is a Minestrone, One Night in Paris, The Dean and I, you name it.
Yeah,
there is actually not as many songs as we thought there would be in the making up of this thing. It's probably about 9 or 10 altogether.
So there's enough for about 14 albums. So
yes.
We've called it History Mix Volume 1.
Just in case, you know.
I'm surprised that you're making records again because your career is so busy now on the other side.
You're surprised.
The pitches. What's the balance of career now? Well, how serious is this record? How is your commitment to this?
It's pretty goddamn serious.
Oh, what? I'll stand up to that then.
No, I don't know if I dare use the same phrase again. I used it the other day.
Go on.
All right. We occasionally get a musical hard-on. It's the only way to describe it, because we are, as you know, very, very into video. and film. But occasionally we get the feeling we want to make some music again because there are some ideas flying around in our heads. So we have to relieve ourselves, as it were.
You put it so poetically.
Thank you.
All right, well, you're working with Trevor Horn on the single, as you mentioned. Put that thing down. Give it to me. Right. Yes. How did it come about that you and Trevor were working together then? Because is it because of your Frankie videos or what?
No.
I've got to explain here. These two children, Skinner and Godley, are behaving like children.
We were Skinner mine, I put down my little spoon.
And I broke it.
Yeah.
Yes, how did you and Trevor come to work together on this?
Well,
recording?
We met in New York, actually, a couple of Christmases ago. Lola and myself were editing the Synchronicity concert for the Police. What are you laughing at?
Nothing, go on.
Calm down, boy. Editing
I'll come over there and spank you, Skinner. I warn you, I won't have any of this. I won't truck it.
So you were working on Synchronicity?
Yes, and we bumped into Trevor, who was working on the Foreigner album in New York, and we're three English boys alone in New York, so we got pretty
song.
Pally. Yes, exactly.
Here's Cry, shall we play it?
You didn't let me bloody explain!